I want you to kneel. And the dear missionaries of charity, they smiled and kept kneeling. Isn't that nice? Viva! So Christ instituted the Eucharist as the triple sacrament, as the Last Supper. And the key, sisters, the key is the double consecration. Then, the next question, 46. You'll see much more about this later on. But when did Jesus institute the priesthood? And the key word is the imperative of Christ's words, do this. Now, the English translation has, in memory of me. And sisters, pray for those in charge of the ICEL. You know what that stands for? International Commission for English in the Liturgy. ICEL. Bishops, others too, but bishops are in charge. And sisters, the Latin is there, but the translation, what shall I say, is not accurate. Jesus did not only say, do this in memory of me, but in commemoration. It is one thing to remember, it's something else to commemorate. That is why, as I told you, Pope Paul VI then made a formal declaration. Whatever the vernacular words may be, any language, English, French, Hindi, whatever, the meaning is never, as the Pope, the meaning is never that of the vernacular. The meaning is always that of the original Latin. Do this in commemoration of me. In other words, as Paul VI says, Christ intended the sacrifice of the Mass along with, of course, changing bread and wine into Christ's living body and blood, and Holy Communion will go on until the end of time. The Eucharist will cease only at the end of the world. Then, number 47. The Church. Whatever verb we use, the Church put into practice. We use the verb implemented. Christ's command. And Paul VI says, from the very beginning, again, and this is the way I teach sisters, I tell episodes to illustrate a principle. Oh, maybe 12 or so years ago, I went to a lecture in Chicago. About 100 theologians, both Catholics and Protestants. Several lectures being given. And the main lecture was given by a Catholic priest. And Frank, I think you know, you're the name, Father Richard McBrien.
Yes, Father.
He teaches theology at Notre Dame University. in the United States. He was the main speaker among the Catholics, and his whole 1 hour speech was that there was no Eucharist until the second and third century. Why? Because Jesus did not institute the sacrament of the priesthood. That's a priest. He was then head of the Department of Theology at this professor at Catholic University. When he finished, then there were questions and comments from the floor. Always for about 10 minutes for somebody to object. Nobody did. So I got up. I took notes. And I think I told you, sisters, I was on the stage for 6 years before I entered the judge. Do you know that? I was on the stage. I didn't just tell this to people until I found out. Holy Father, you know he was on the stage?
Yeah.
So now I'm not embarrassed. So there was the speaker, Father Dr. Richard McBrien. And by the way, my Jesuit superior was sitting next to me. But nobody said anything. So I got up and I smiled at Father McBrien. Then I walked in front of him so I would block him and, well, take over. So, for about 15 minutes, I began. Everything which Father McBrien told you is heresy. I looked around. He was not smiling. Then I had notes in front of me. I read off all the heresies which he told. And I said, the Catholics know better, but you Protestants, you are being deceived. And of course, I smiled. And I went down every error which he told this audience of theologians. Then I sat down. And when I sat down, then he spoke up. I did not realize that there was a very sensitive amplifying system. No matter who spoke in the room, it's a big room, you were recorded. So he said, John, we know each other. See, I know heretics. Oh, sisters. And of course, they know me. I know why you gave that speech. You wanted yourself recorded in his conference. So I said, of course. Somebody better tell the truth. It wasn't you. That was the end of the lecture. Sisters, back to where we were.